when we do the process of bittul, so Shulchan Aruch says that the language of the process of bittul is that the chametz, kol chamira that I have, etc., whatever we're talking about, I sit aware of it or not aware of it, the bato v'lehevi kafir the ara. It should be considered insignificant, and should be like the dirt. It should be like dirt. It should be like dust. So the Shulchan Aruch does not mention the word hefker. He says the main process of bittul is the process of considering this thing insignificant. And the chiddush of Chazal's understanding of the concept of chametz, of bittul, is that even if I have something which is chametz, but if in my mind I generate the attitude towards it that it's insignificant, it's unimportant, that it's not, I have no interest in it at all, that I'm no longer over this or by your Rabbi Yamotze. Which we understand, if that's the whole understanding, so then there's a concern the person might, you know, come along and look at that donut again and say, you know what, I changed my mind, I actually like that donut, I'm interested in that donut. So that's the concern. Mishabura says that you should add the word hefker, because it's a mechlokes, because we showed him how to understand how a piltah works. According to, this is one explanation like we just said, but there's a second explanation that it works based on the process of hefker. The Torah said that this issue of having chametz is only chametz that you owe. Chametz which is not yours, you don't have an issue of having chametz. So if you make the chametz hefker, so it's no longer a problem. So the logic behind bittul is the logic of hefker, the simple logic of hefker. Shabura says, based on the Bach, etc., that we say the language, we mention the lotion of hefker as well, and that's the standard you find in your Haggadahs and your Siddur, and we say, libot v'lehevi hefker ka'afr da'ara. According to both of these explanations, we understand why the Gemara says an interesting idea that pirurim, little crumbs, are memela batli, are automatically batel themselves. It's automatic. So if you understand that the logic is because that bittul is that something is insignificant, we understand little crumbs, which already people do not consider that significant. It's not important to them, so it's automatically batel. So the issue of chametz will not apply to that according to that understanding. If you understand the logic of bittul is it's a concept of hefker, again, these things are insignificant to people, and we don't maintain bias over them. I say, you know, don't you dare touch my crumbs. Nobody's going to say that. You know, we understand that they're hefker, they're worthless to people. They're automatically hefker. So Moore says that pirurim are bottle, automatically bottle. So the question is, if pirurim are automatically bottle, and there's a discussion whether there's bechlal a concept of beer on pirurim, because they're automatically bottled and they're insignificant. And maybe there's a concern if you have a large amount of them coming together, maybe then it comes significant. So that's a discussion, which for a different time. But what size do we say that the chametz is that it no longer has this concept of pure memela batli? And definitely there's a din of beer and there's a din of bittul on them. So there's a machlokes in the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tov Mem Beis whether there's a din of beer on something which is pachas mikazayis. Shulchan Aruch holds that there's no din of beer on something which is pachas mikazayis. Less than a kazayis, you don't have to worry about it. Now, obviously, we're going to be mocking around the shir kazayis in this way, in the very small size, not in the large size. We have to mock for that direction. This is the raisa. Mishabur brings that there are many poskim that say that no, the chiyah beer is even something which is pachas mikazayis. You still have to destroy it. The lav of the Torah. By your Rabbi Yamotzi, only over that you have a kazayas. That's clear in the Gemara. But the chiyah beer is even something less than a kazayas, because chatzishos a minotara, maybe according to one explanation, etc. So, what size is considered significant? So, one suggestion that the poskim suggest is the size of a Cheerio. A person looks at a Cheerio and says, "You know, that's not insignificant to me. I don't eat a Cheerio. I might even bend down to pick up a Cheerio. You know, the 5-second rule. You know, so I can pick it up. I'll pick it up and I'll eat it, right?" But less than that size, in general, the size, what they say is a rule of thumb, we would assume that less than that size, smaller than that, we consider pirurim, which are automatically batel. And therefore, when you're cleaning and preparing, you're cleaning and doing the process of preparing the house for the purpose of doing bedikah, etc., the very, very small crumbs is not what you're concerned about. When you're doing the bedikah itself, you're not worried about these very, very small crumbs. What you're looking for is something the size of a Cheerio and larger. Have a good morning.